beer. The Chris Moyle Show. Let's bring in the lovely Kimberly Walsh. Kimbers!
Morning.
Kimbers!
Hello.
Oh, there's kisses. Kisses going on. Alan gets kissed, Dave gets a kiss. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
It's a lovely hug.
I give good hugs.
Do you know what? I bet you're a great cuddler.
Yes.
You're quite huggy as well, though, aren't you?
I love a hug.
You're a very tactile man.
I really am. Mm. I love a hug.
Not many people are like that, though. Mm.
I got a text from someone over the weekend who said, who I've never texted before, and they said, "By the P.S., I'm quite pleasantly surprised that a northern brute such as yourself ends a text message with a little kiss."
I always put a kiss on the end of text messages.
So do I.
Yeah, men don't always
do. Yeah, but I do. I think it's affectionate.
Women always do, I think. Just like reflex, you just do it. Yeah. And sometimes you think if you don't know them that well, you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But
I just do as a general
rule. It's just a normal thing, yeah. Mm. It's just...
I don't even think about it anymore. It doesn't, girl or boy, it doesn't matter. I'll text someone else, a little kiss, thanks.
Yeah, me too.
That's because we're loving, kind, friendly people.
Yes.
How about you don't put kisses, Alan?
I do every time.
You're cold hearted.
Do you put more kisses for people that you find more attractive?
If I get really excited, you might get two.
Right.
I see three is a bit of a swear word though, so only two.
See, now depending, a little small kiss. And there's a difference between the lowercase
yes
and the capital kiss. Capital kisses are very important.
Oh, do you
capital
think?
Kiss is a snog for me.
Really? Yeah.
So when you always put capital kisses on my text.
Well, that's you and me, isn't it, Chris?
I only get little lowercase ones.
Yeah, you only get lowercase.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
Kimberly, Kimberly, Kimberly. I can't remember if I've asked this before, but have you ever had a Kimberly biscuit?
Yeah, I have. I can't remember who, but I think one of my friends brought them back from, like, you know, travel somewhere just for the pure novelty.
They're Irish.
Yeah.
They're Irish biscuits.
They're good.
Yeah.
And there's a place called Kimberley, I think, somewhere.
Yeah, in Nottinghamshire, isn't it?
Yeah,
and there's Kimberley Ales, which are from...
It's good.
Yeah, you can just see Kimberley having a pint of Kimberley Ale. Mm.
Yeah, not a pint. Come on now.
A half, maybe.
How was yesterday?
It was really good.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed it. I was a little bit nervous, obviously. A little bit out of my comfort zone. But once I got started, I was loving it. It was good.
Alan said you did a very good job hosting the
I hope so. You don't really know when you're up there. You're just obviously getting on with it. But hopefully it comes across well.
It's a belting lineup, wasn't it?
It was such a good lineup. I mean, the kids and everybody in there were just like beside themselves. I think everybody they could have possibly wished to see was there. Mm. So it was amazing.
Absolutely.
It's going to be on the telly this Sunday at 3 o'clock on BBC One and on BBC. Well, you say it's on BBC HD,
but
that doesn't come on till like 5 in the evening, does it?
Oh, that's what we've been told. I'll check now. What do you talk?
BBC One, though, Sunday at 3.
Yeah.
You get to see Kimberly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to BBC Switch Live.
You all right, everyone?
How are you?
It's going to be a really good day. No, I'll livened it up a little bit.
We've got the Nadubs coming up later.
I love the Nadubs.
Kimberly's in Nadubs.
You are? I don't know.
And how was Nick Grimshaw? What was he?
He is lovely.
Was he wearing something outrageous or was he fairly toned down?
He's got himself a new outfit. He had a really nice grey jacket.
Did he?
And a little... black velvet collar, new pink shirt.
Did he combine that with cycling shorts or did he have long trousers on?
No, he had his usual skinnies
right.
And then some nice new shoes.
Okay.
But no, he was lovely and he actually made it so much easier for me because we got on well and, you know.
Yeah.
He's a nice
made
lad.
Made me feel calm.
The amount of hairspray that was going on backstage before...
Just from Nick Grimshaw.
Just for Nick. Before he went on, there was just like this cloud of hairspray.
Yeah, he really fusses, you know, because we shared a dressing room.
Oh,
and
God.
Obviously, granted, I took up most of it. But, like, when we were ready to go down, he was still in the mirror, like, faffing with this quiff for ages. I was it looks
You can't get that just
fine.
Got out of bed look, though, without a lot of
without
hairspray.
A lot of faffing,
yeah, it's very carefully constructed.
Is he still running? Because last time I saw him, because we never see each other, because he's on at night and I'm on in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know him. I don't know Nick that well. We've only met, like, literally a few times. But he's been running.
He's off the running now, I think.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
God, the guy doesn't need to lose any weight.
Very,
he needs to put something on. There's nothing on him.
You need to tell him that.
You could beat him in a fight.
I'll tell him that.
At
he
the
can
moment,
easily put a few pounds on. He's very skinny.
Yeah, skinny boy.
He looks good, but he's got room to Eat a few pies, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So get a few pies down him.
Tell you what, hair-wise, if he started slightly different on top, he's not a million miles away from John and Edward.
Oh, I said that to him yesterday.
He's got a lot of hair on the top and the front, hasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, I was trying to get him to do it. Should have done. But he didn't. But it could have looked the same, honestly. Combed up. It's about the same height.
Oh, my God. I'm just looking at it now.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, so he's got a little quiff going on, isn't he? He's old.
If we'd have just combed it up a little bit more.
John and Edward.
He could have been a one-man John Edward tribute act.
He loves John and Edward.
Really does.
He really does.
We were in the studio last night. We may have had X Factor on in the background. And when that vote was coming through, he was screaming at Simon Cowell.
I knew he was
screaming.
Do you know what? I don't love him. I get the irony of it all, but...
I'm the same as you, Chris, to be honest.
I get it.
I get what they bring to the show, and I get the fun element, and I do laugh when I'm watching it. I don't think I get it as much as everybody else.
I also think they're a little bit weird. I find them a little bit odd.
Yeah, they are. They are funny together, because he's like, "Hi, I'm John.
Hi, I'm Edward.
And together we're John and Edward." It's all a little bit almost robotic or something. Mm.
Although, here's a scary thing. I know a couple of people who work on the show and have to deal with the contestants like every day. Mm. And I'm like, "Who do you like?" And they go, John and Edward are really sweet. And I'm like, "No, seriously?"
I thought they'd be a nightmare.
Do you know what? Honestly, all I hear are nice things about them. Apparently, they're really nice boys, and they genuinely do work really hard.
Yeah, like, they are sweet.
See, that's my only worry about them is... Do they think that they're really good? Because they're not really...
They
certainly do try their best. Like, God loves Stacey Solomon, who I do like, but she ain't a performer, is she?
Do you know what? It frustrates me watching her, because...
You want to push her, don't you? No, move your arms!
I want to help her, yeah.
Yeah, move!
I feel like you've totally got the voice. You've got this amazing voice, but you don't really know what to do with it, and you don't know how to
take it to the next level.
Yeah. And constantly, every week, I'm just, like, frustrated watching her.
Because it's not... Some people find it easier than others.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, they could still kind of... Surely they could just do something. I can't...
Yeah,
like,
I think...
She's sexy, but she kind of... But she doesn't do anything. She doesn't move. She doesn't... Do you know she needs to get some Girls Aloud live DVDs?
Yeah, we could teach her a few moves. Do you know what? I think she needs to find a song that she feels, like, completely comfortable with. I think every week it still looks like she's trying so hard to perform.
Who do you want to win?
I'm not really sure at the moment. I like Joseph, just because I feel like he's one of those people that...
Joe McElderry!
That's kind of born to sing. Like, it's a natural thing for him to do, to get up and sing. And when you're watching, you're really, like, you're not worried that anything's going to go wrong. He's a very competent singer.
He's not a pop star, though.
But that is my only worry.
After Saturday, he does look like he would be perfect in... West and End. I know everybody said it, but, you know, in stage stuff.
Stick
and
him
he
in
could,
the West
He
End.
Could have an amazing career.
I mean, he has to sing.
I know.
Because that is what he's born to do.
Do you know what? Do you know what, though? Soph was saying the other... We're watching it last night, sitting on the sofa, and Soph goes, "Do you know what? The thing about this Joe McElderry is, if he'd have entered one of those BBC shows... You know, the Lloyd Webber shows.
Yeah.
He'd have won it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would have been perfect for it. He's not a pop star. But that guy will work for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I think so.
He's got quality to his voice that you need for that kind of thing. But, yeah, he's not quite found his way on the pop
But good
stage.
On him. I mean, as you say, he could have a fantastic career on stage.
Yeah. You know how Kimberly is a nice girl and she doesn't really say anything bad about anybody? There must be somebody on The X Factor that you don't like.
Well, I'm not a big fan of John and Edward.
I mean, hates
John and Edward.
Do you know what I mean? I don't really get it.
Right.
I'm just a bit like, I get it, but not for that programme.
Right.
Like, I get that they kind of fit a certain market, like the really young kids. I bet that they absolutely love them, but I don't really want to watch it.
They're cheeky. That's all they are. They're cheeky.
Yeah, but he had
some talent. In fact, compared to them, he was a genius. Musically. I mean, they have nothing.
That's fair.
I mean,
it's fair to say. But they do go for it with the performances.
They do.
People are loving it.
Like, if you want to start a row about it, if you think about it, is their performance better than Stacey Solomon's performance? Because at least they...
Performance? Yeah, I suppose it is. In there. But vocally, you can't even compare, can you? It's no. a weird one.
All right, let's... How about... Jamie Archer! Jamie Afro?
I think he still needs to find his way a little bit. I'm not completely convinced by him.
He's got to stop punching the air for me.
Yeah, yeah.
He keeps punching the air. Boom, 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 like that. Like, stop it.
He would have been good fighting that Valuer fella, wouldn't he? Because he's already got the high punch.
I liked when he did Crying. That was probably one of my favourites.
I thought he was awful.
Did you? No, yeah. I think because I didn't really know that version of the song.
Right.
I was more kind of open to just see what he did with it. But, yeah, I'm not completely convinced by him.
All right. Who else? Daniel Johnson!
Okay, I didn't really like him.
Go for it. Go on, Kimberly.
Yeah. I didn't feel any warmth towards him. First I thought, first audition, oh, really good audition, blah, 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 looks good. And then I just, like, started to dislike him for some reason.
What about vocally, though? You've got to say he's...
Yeah, he's good, and he's some weeks have been amazing, but for I don't love the tone of his voice. It's quite specific. I don't know if it's my cup of tea, but...
He's very good, though,
I feel bad for what he's been through. I think he totally deserves to be there, and yeah...
Cheryl is allergic to him, isn't she?
She's warming to him a bit, but yeah, I think me and her felt the same thing for the first few weeks. But you've got to remember, you just get a vibe about people. Like, I have no right to have have an opinion on him, but I just want... Convinced.
She hates him.
There's obviously stuff going on behind
the
scenes.
She does, but you sit there and you watch it and you just go, she hates him.
But do you know what? She's a really good judge of character in my experience over the years.
Oh,
so
really?
I think...
No, don't say that. She didn't like me for 5 years.
Yeah. And also she likes Allardyce.
She did like you. She did.
Yeah. Ollie Mars! I bet you like him, don't you?
I like Ollie. Mm. I like Ollie. I don't get really, really excited about him, but... Probably he's one of the ones that I most look forward to seeing.
Okay.
He's got good performance. We haven't really seen enough of his voice, I don't think. And I'd like to see if it's got, like, another level, maybe. He kind of is like a young Robbie Williams,
and
but
Will
without
Young.
All the history.
It's Will Young. It's Will Young and Robbie together, isn't
it? Yeah, sort of. He's got the cheeky, chappy thing that Robbie used to have. And then, so like a fusion of the two, without the history, so I don't know how that works.
How about Rachel Malander? Do you like her? Oh, no, sorry, that's our producer. Mm. Sorry.
I was going to say, that's not the Rachel that's already got
out of it. Jake Humphrey!
No, he's a Formula One man.
Oh, sorry, hang on.
I wouldn't know.
Comedy Dave!
Yeah, he's just an idiot.
Yeah. Aled Hayden Jones!
Hello.
I'd love to do it.
That's really good.
Well, X Factor.
You would you?
I would love it.
You'd be cringe-worthy.
I'd be the John and Edward.
Yes, on your own.
Can I be their backing dancer?
Would you really like to get off and do it?
I love it.
X Factor.
Of course you would.
Really?
I can't sing to save my life, but you know. And everyone will think I'm the snowman because I'm Alec Jones, and I'll have this really bad voice and I'll be really embarrassing.
Could you possibly imagine?
Dun 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 dun.
Aled Hayden Jones.
Something strange in your neighbourhood.
You should do Love Machine or something that you know really well. Yes. That you know the moves to already.
Absolutely.
He's done Love Machine a gazillion times.
I've seen him even doing the moves to Love Machine a few times.
Have you?
When I've been in here with you,
it's what he does. It's part of his early morning routine.
Part of his routine wakes you up.
We have a cup of tea. He does a full dance routine to Love Machine.
Have they all gone? All our clips of karaoke? Have they all been taken off?
Maybe I've just taken mine off. Seeing this coming.
I'm going to play Kimberly, you murdering Love Machine.
Oh, don't. Oh, don't.
Don't. Don't want to hit it. Don't. Dominic and Carrie, you two look really relaxed. We're not doing the news, are we?
Yeah.
Anyway, look, Kimberly, I'm glad that we chatted about X Factor. Coming up next, we'll discuss the I'm a Celebrity lineup. So Kimberly's going to come in every week, just talk about telly she's watched. There's a few other things I want to chat to you about, and we've got a little announcement to make.
Yes, we do.
Kimberly and I, we're moving in together.
No, you're not. I don't believe you.
We made the mistake on Friday of saying there's an announcement coming, and on Twitter there's been so much.
She's pregnant. You can't say announcement in our
sorry
world.
About that. Sorry.
The fans that were outside were like, What's the announcement? I was like, whoa.
That's a good thing I like about Twitter, because it normally leaks information before me and actually therefore takes the headlines. I like that.
The announcement is that Kimberly and I are expecting. I'm 3 months pregnant. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I thought it was six.
How rude. Don't get me started on you.
I am allowed.
All right, so Kimberly, we'll break for the news. We'll play a couple of songs, and then it's a busy show today.
It is.
What do you think of JLS? What do you think of them boys?
Yeah, they're brilliant. They're nice. I'm really pleased for them, actually.
Aww.
Two number ones.
Yeah.
It's good going.
Nice lads.
Yeah, very nice lads.
They're the new Westlife, but with better beats.
Yeah.
whatever, Chris.
And it all started with Lambooner on stage in Swindon.
Yeah, if it wasn't for us, JLS would be
nothing.
No, do you know what? The fans yesterday at the Switch, they were just going mental for them. Yeah, they lift the tops up. Screams. Crazy.
Yeah. I lifted my top once up at a...
You had screams as well, but for different reasons, didn't you?
Just to clear the place out.
People running for the fire exits.
How about that? Is this normal, this mark? That's a great sound, Green Day there, and know your enemy. And we don't have an enemy here. We've got a great ally, and that is Kimberly from Girls Aloud, everybody.
Hello. Woo-hoo. Doesn't even sound like you, that voice.
That's because it's my DJ voice here, Kimbers. And I used to use this when I used to DJ all the radio and played all the big top chart hits of the day.
Did you call her Kimbers?
What?
Why do you really just call her Kimbers?
Do you know why?
That's what he calls me.
I thought that was just a DJ nonsense.
I'm allowed. Kimbers.
I'm allowed.
Kimbers.
I did ask.
Yeah. Kimbers, Kimber. Anything like that, I'm kind of happy with.
I like Kimbers. It's nice because it sounds like something out of The Lion King.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a Kimber? Or is that Simba?
Simba.
But similar.
No, similar. Simba's a terrible name. Don't call yourself similar. Kimbers.
And would have... Oh, I'm trying to think.
What?
One of the guys on the mountain was called something like Timber or Pumba.
Timberly.
Remember?
Timber or Humber.
No, like Pumba or Timber or something. It was really sounded like a Lion King name anyway. I was just...
Kim and I got news for you. He was called Brian. He never understood why he kept calling him these silly names. Chris, I'm called Brian. Why is she calling me Humber?
Like the bridge.
That is a bridge.
Hello.
Morning.
That is Fern Cotton, everybody.
Hi.
How are you? You were so good yesterday.
Oh, my God, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I've got a blanket on because I'm freezing.
You really are wearing a proper coat blanket.
It's very, very cold out there today.
It's freezing.
It's absolutely Baltic.
Fern Cotton just got a... I don't know what the phrase is.
Attacked.
By all the paparazzi were standing on the corner taking Fern's cotton as she walked down the road. So me and Dave jumped in with our mobiles. Mm. And I tell you what, I got a hell of a scowl until she got right past me and she went, "Oh, Chris, hiya!"
Oh, that's not fair though, every day. Every morning.
I'm all spotty at the moment. I got spots everywhere.
And this time,
you know what?
Though,
you look lovely.
I don't.
Listen, how many times... I must have said this to so many girls, right?
Right.
Girls. There's something you got to learn. Yeah. When you have a spot, and you look in the mirror and you go, "Oh, I've got a spot," we don't see it.
I've got quite a lot,
right?
Though.
We don't see it.
Okay.
And then what happens is girls go, "Oh no, I look really," and they often do it after a compliment. "Hi, Fern, you look well today." "Oh no, I don't. I've got spots all over my face, here, here, and here," and men haven't noticed until then. You pointed them out.
Yeah, I know.
You got to stop it.
I will.
Right.
Yeah. Girls just do that, but you
thanks.
Do.
Thanks.
See?
Oh, I feel good now.
Kimberly looks lovely.
You haven't done the announcement yet, have you?
No.
No.
Okay. I ran down, so I don't know if it's
just
happened or not.
Killing time till you got here.
Oh, sorry.
The announcement
talking
is
about random stuff.
Me, Fern, and Kimberly are getting married.
Oh, we're really not.
No?
No.
Right, fine. Well, here is the announcement, is that in March, we all spent a week climbing that big mountain to raise money for Comic Relief. And... together, we raised £3.5 million.
It is amazing. Good, that, isn't it?
Amazing.
I always forget that is really brilliant. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It makes it all feel worthwhile.
That's a lot of, pounds to count up.
Mm.
And the money is going to be used to fight malaria, which is the biggest killer that they have in Africa. And so, at the end of November, literally in a couple of weeks, Gary and Ronan and Ben... and Fern Cotton and the lovely Kimberly Walsh and myself, we're going to go to Uganda and then see how the money's been spent. Mm-hmm. We're going to give out some malaria nets to some families out there, and we're going to film it, and it's going to be on the television at some point.
Yeah, I think just before Christmas, isn't it? It's like a big report, a roundup.
Yeah.
You know what the good thing is? Because, you know, before we did the mountain, we were like, if we get £1 million, that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Because we get loads of nets. We've got way more than we thought.
Mm.
So that's going to be really lovely going out there.
Yeah,
they've built a cinema in Kilimanjaro.
They have
so much money left over.
They have not. They've got
a drive-through McDonald's.
And a bowling alley.
Yeah.
No, we can't have enough money for
They've got an Apple store. It's just opened. Right at the bottom of the mountain.
I think we've actually got 500,000 nets to give out.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Mm. I ain't giving all of them out.
Not personally.
We've got to help us.
Yeah, we've got some.
I mean, I might hand a few out for the cameras, but the rest will just leave in boxes, let them pick them out themselves.
We will not.
You are so
we can't be like, we come in like that 7 hours later, Fern's going, how many bloody nets have we really given out? 500,000, how many have we done? 372,411. God, keep going.
Well, probably what I imagine is we'll give out the first few and then the rest will be distributed as.
Yeah, it is. Because it's obviously they're not all going to the same place.
We're going to see, obviously, you know, families that it's actually helped and stuff. We're not going to just be doing that. So we'll.
So if you gave us any money for the climb, we're literally going out to see how it's all been spent and see what good work it's done. It's because it's done a lot of good.
Mm. I'm really looking forward to it because I went to Uganda just before we climbed the mountain and saw some really not nice things. Mm. So it'll be good to see kind of the full circle of that and our trip and then the other end of it. So
is that where the hospital was that you went
to? That's where I did a little faint.
Was
it? Yeah.
And you know, because obviously we got so much public support and we raised so much money, I think it's good for people to see where the money's actually going. Yeah. Like, look, this is where it's going. Because if you've given, you know, whatever you can, I think it's nice that they're going to see where it's going.
Really,
you don't often get to see that, do you? You just hope it goes to where they say it's going to go.
And it is as well. I've turned into a bit of a comic relief kind of freak since doing all the stuff that we've done over the years. And the thing about comic relief is they spend... if you give them £1, they spend £1 on whatever it is they're doing. There's no kind of the admin, that no money. If you give them £2.50, that's £2.50 will get spent on something.
Yeah.
It's something good. It's not spent on a taxi. It's not spent on pens. They spend it on whatever it is that the, you know, that causes.
Yeah.
So that £3.5 million is £3.5 million that will get spent. You know, which is brilliant. So the idea of the show is we're going to go out and we're going to see some very nice things of giving out nets and stuff and see what some of the money has done already. And it's all great. But I've got to go off and do one of them little tearjerkery
films. Have you done that before?
No.
It's really...
It is.
I mean,
I'm really not looking forward to it.
It's hard.
But it's good before Christmas because you come back with a real sense of, like... You know what is really important. And,
you do. Yeah. It does change. It does change your mindset.
I know,
it really
but
does.
You know, it just Comic Relief have asked me for years to go and do something like that, and I've always kind of said no. I've just got personal reasons about it. But I'm going to go because obviously now it's just, you know.
You'll meet some amazing people.
Yeah.
I've always met the most incredible, lovely people.
Yeah.
Like inspirational people.
Well, and what I'm doing, I'm bringing Alad with me to be my rock of support.
Are you really? Yeah. Oh, Alad.
I'm going out as well.
Because you know the two of us will be in pieces.
You will.
Yeah, you will. That's so sad.
So you know also, whilst we're in Africa, Vernon's going to do your show and Sarah's going to do mine, but we're going to talk back, aren't we, and let everyone know what's going on throughout the week.
Alad is coming out. Like Rachel came out and did the mountain. Alad comes out with a little magic
Alad
box.
Just gets the easy bit. No mountain. Yeah. Just coming out to hang
out
with
Rachel. Got the short straw. Seriously.
So we'll still be on the air. We'll still do a little few calling things, a few links like we did before with if Alad can get the magic satellite box working, which by the way...
You couldn't work in Snowdon, never mind in Uganda.
Right.
But so that's so we go in. Literally, we're going a few weeks at the end of November.
Mm. Yeah. Also, it was Richard Curtis, the founder of Comic Relief's birthday yesterday. So happy birthday,
really?
Mr. Curtis!
Oh, happy birthday!
He's lovely.
Happy birthday,
lovely
Mr.
Man.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Hi, Richard.
He's brilliant.
So we're going out and we'll film it and you'll get to see it. And the programme will also show previously unseen footage from the climb.
Really?
Yeah.
Really
glad about that. So
is this Mountain Extra?
Everybody how hard it really was,
I don't know. Apparently, Fern Shiwi's in there. It's going to be brilliant.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
It can't be.
No.
All you can see is a picture of a rock and Fern's voice from behind it going, the shiwi's quite good, you know. And then 2 days later, you see a storming out from behind another rock going, I'm not using that
not
again.
Not using it.
Not using that again.
I had an accident.
It disturbed her a bit.
I don't know what footage they've got, which we haven't seen before. I don't know if they've got Alicia falling down the mountain.
Oh, that was brilliant.
That was good.
Which ended up being a great rumour, which got twisted and twisted so much that eventually someone said to me, so was Alicia having a poo behind a rock and she fell down the mountain? I'm going, what?
Got a little bit carried away.
Hey, you what?
Felt bad for her.
I know.
It was awful.
Poor Alicia. It'll probably just be more stuff of me puking and...
Oh, fair. Honestly, that was just awful.
It was horrible, wasn't it? I mean, it was brilliant, but...
But
you're right. Hopefully, it will make it look even more difficult, because when I showed my friends and family the documentary, I did still think, oh, it didn't look that hard.
Yeah, well, there's an hour, obviously, to show everything. It's impossible. Yeah. And then, do you know what the funniest bit was? We all get to the top and we're like, woo! And it's like, we've done it, but we walked down for the next 4 days.
Yes, I know.
And that was completely out of it.
I thought that documentary was fantastic. I thought it was an amazing hour of telly.
It was amazing.
You've got to bear in mind that there are. It's just a very tiring of walking, and it's quite bleak. The higher you get at the mountain, it gets bleaker and bleaker.
Boring.
And really boring. And there are days when you literally, you walk as far as you can see, and when you get there, there's just the same nothingness again for another 2 hours.
Ooh.
And so... The camera crews would have to literally kind of run past us.
They were brilliant.
And film a bit. And as we walked by, and then they'd run and film the next bit, or they'd wait and they'd get a long shot of it all. And I don't think they got one shot of everybody walking by without one person going, it's all right with you with that bloody camera. Everyone just got really kind of tired and stuff. And the conversations happening every night were, I hope this documentary shows how blooming tough it was. Yeah. I hope it's not just people larking about and Miles dancing and stuff. I hope we're not going to show Ronan's birthday celebration. They should show some of us bloody crying.
Yeah.
All right, calm down.
Because obviously we know what went on up there and what each individual person went through. It's different, but
it's amazing.
A few people texting in going, oh, who's paying for your flights out there? Do you know what? I think they're getting for free.
Yeah, people were really generous. Yeah. Like big companies really helped us out doing that, and all of our kit and stuff we got given to us donated. So it was brilliant.
Listen, I'm one of the most cynical men you'll ever meet. You'd know it. I'd tell, this is what I'm saying. If you give a quid to Comfort Relief, a £1 goes to Comfort Relief. It doesn't 20p doesn't go into the airplane fund or anything like that. It's all, you know. If you think about it, if you were doing it, you try and blag as much stuff as you can.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's why when everyone goes, oh, so who pays for all the Kilimanjaro stuff? Well, BT. That's why they sponsor it. And they give us a load of money. And then we spend all of that on it so that everything else they make is profit. Everything they make then for that point, a pound is a pound.
We've got a few talking clocks for them, you know.
Yeah.
Sorted out.
Yeah, for
which
free.
Was really
Stevens,
weird.
For
doing
free,
that.
We could have charged a fortune for that.
Didn't you find that really funny?
The speaking clock.
At the next stroke, I just felt weird.
Oh, Kimberly, don't say that.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, Kimberly.
It's too early.
Say it again.
Oh, don't. No.
At the next stroke. It will be Wahey O'Clock.
Wahey O'Clock.
Wahey.
That's like pure nighttime music, isn't it?
That's my
dear.
Perv music.
Yeah, perv music.
But reserve the perv.
I must reserve the perv.
You just
the
popped perv. Out for a minute there. The rest of the time, not at all.
Reserve the perv, Chris.
Reserve the perv.
Yeah, actually, no, use up all your perv now. So when it gets to 10 o'clock, we haven't got to do that.
Thing. Yeah.
No.
You know when I look into your eyes.
No. Just to Kimberly.
Right. Oh,
you,
okay,
every day I
sure,
hear,
sure,
so
no
just
problem.
To Kimberly
okay.
Right now.
Okay. You know, Kimbers, when I look into your eyes, I feel a fire.
A fire?
Oh. Martin.
Not Martin, a fire. Right. Not like that, no. Well, anyway, so that's our news. We're off to... Alad is really worried about this trip.
I am, actually.
And...
I'm the most shallow person you'll ever meet. And I like my little technology and my little lifestyle. And I just know that all that kind of stuff is going to seem unimportant when
I get
there.
It will, and that's good.
It's
I'm a bit nervous about that, actually.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. And I said to him, we had a little moment the other day outside Radio 1. And he went, I'm really concerned because all my worries and fears now are extremely superficial and probably wrong. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I thought the other day, do you think they've got wireless access at the hotel? And I'm like, but you know what, Al? This is, you can only react the way you react, because I absolutely guarantee you that when you come back, after seeing what you will see, wireless internet access will be the last thing on your mind. Yeah. And actually, I think that's really good to be as honest as, I don't really know what to expect. Is it going to be like, you know, you can be as ignorant as you want in these situations, because then your eyes will be wide open afterwards.
Do you think?
I absolutely honestly believe it.
Past me haven't even got broadband. Oh.
Apparently there's not broadband, although they have just opened a transatlantic line to Uganda.
Have you really researched this?
I have, because I wanted to see... Do you know what? There was a little bit of a geeky thing for me.
He is working, to be fair. You've got to remember that.
But then the other side was, how can I get stuff back if I want to use the internet?
It's not iChat.
Or, yeah, that's fair enough.
But it was about iChat as well. I just wanted to see if I could keep in touch. Can I Skype back home? You know, that kind of stuff. And Twitter is a yes, apparently.
Oh, right.
But it does cost a lot to make calls. So I've searched all this, and also there was me thinking, hot country, you know, is it like sunbathing options? Oh no, apparently not. No, we're working from morning to late at night, plus the mosquitoes are obviously bad, they have a malaria problem, and all this kind of, and I'm like, oh okay, fine.
Yeah.
So it's, I really don't know what to expect.
By the way, you'll love those mosquito bites, by the way, when you have a leg full of them. Oh, that's so much fun.
Oh no.
Cheryl had so many, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Cheryl's leg was awful.
And I usually get eaten alive, but it was her, but it's awful.
I got, I was really bad, but I didn't really feel I was in a position to moan, because me and Ben Shepherd, when we got, the night before we start the climb, we sat in the bar till about 1:30 in the morning.
I know you did.
So, and I was sitting there in shorts, I got bitten to hell. Oh, and I'm thinking, I can't, if people go, when did that happen? In your tent? Yeah. I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
He was in the bar. You're in the bar? When were you in the bar? Just did that the night before. I'm going up a mountain for a week. I thought I'll have a few beers.
Yeah.
You know, leave me alone. I'm allowed that.
Alice, you know what? You'll really enjoy it. You'll really get a lot out of it that you're not expecting, I reckon. Mm. Yeah. You'll really enjoy it. You really will.
You can never prepare yourself for it, so just be open to it and get as much out of it as
you
can.
I think there's lots of inappropriate thoughts that come into your head like that, like what's the internet like, or, you know, that kind of stuff. But then on the other side, I do kind of think, well, actually, if there's anyone that can change the most, it would be me, I suppose. So in that way, it'll be interesting.
Listen, I'm really not looking forward to going doing the tearjerkery film thing. I don't like poverty.
How can you get your head...
You're just going to meet some amazing people. That is the thing you'll get out of it. You're just going to meet the most incredible people out there, and you won't believe how strong these people are. They are the strongest people you will ever meet in your life.
Because you've got to remember as well, because when we were at the mountain, you talk to all the guides, because they all live down there, right? They live there. And what you learn very quickly is some of the mountain guides, the leaders, the guides itself, they're very well respected, because that's a really proud job that they have.
Mm.
And they get paid to do it. They work for a company and they get paid. It's their job. Mm. And at the end of every trip, most decent people then tip them. They give them a little tip. We chuck our money in and they get like a few $100 each or something. And then guys who carry all the stuff, again, it's all good. It's a good job. It's a weird, you know, in a weird way, it's a really good job for them. And what happens is you get talking to these guys and you start learning things, because there's a natural reaction to go, oh, bless them. But actually, they have a very different life to how we have. So some of these guys, they're all right, you know. Like the malaria, they know people who've lost kids and people from malaria. They just, everyone knows someone.
They like treat it like a common cold, but it really isn't.
Yeah. And a really, really lovely little moment happened where Alicia Dixon goes into the tent where they're cooking all the soup and stuff, because it's the warmest place to be. So she's chatting with all the boys. Yeah. And so they're going, you're a singer? And she goes, yeah, I'm a singer. Yeah. Oh, sing. Oh, no, I can't sing now. sing. No, I'll send you my CD. I'll send you a copy of my album. And they went, great. What do we play it on? And they went, oh, you got CD players? No. Mm. Oh, I said, do you want me to send you CD players? That would be great. Thank you very much. Now, you suddenly start thinking, yeah, they don't, you know, just for a lot of these people, they don't have stuff like that. But it's not like...
They're some of the happiest people you'll ever meet, though. Yeah,
they're not like so going, walking around going, oh, I can't believe it. I don't even have a Walkman, you know. It's not like that.
Like, so are we going to find a whole country that are third world in that way, like you see in the films, or are there parts that are that poor?
There's parts.
Drive through, when we drove to the mountain, we drove past churches, a lot of churches, and you drive past little schools, and you drive past huts that are selling things, like, God, loads of bars. Good Lord. You'd be trolleyed. and then you go past a massive building, proper building, and it's a school. And then later on, you've just got a load of huts and they're selling stuff. It's like a little market. They're like little market shops. And we just went through on the way there. And it's fascinating because you kind of, and then they were all dressed up. I think we finished on the Sunday, I'm not sure. And then they all, so they're all dressed for church and stuff. It's really, it's eye-opening. You kind of want to get out and just start talking to people and ask all about
it. You do, you really
Because you realise, I think you realise how ignorant you are to stuff. And I don't mean ignorant in a bad way, but you just don't know.
You have no idea.
Why would you know what it's like day-to-day life in Kilimanjaro? You'd have no idea. The same way they don't know what it's like living in, you know, in Purley. Purley Way, Croydon.
But I think the main thing with this is, because it's like, it's less about... you know, going to areas and just seeing people in poverty. It's like the malaria thing is so huge out there. It is unbelievable and overwhelming. And, you know, that's why these nets are so important. And it seems so simple still for everyone to go, oh, you just got a bunch of nets. But they will absolutely save people's lives. That's why, you know, it's quite important for us to go out there and see how that happens and how it changes.
Exactly. Right, I'm bored now. Let's move on.
Music?
Yeah.
Try and do some prep for my show, which is in an hour.
I've heard the show, love. I don't think you need to.
Oh, I do it's an extensive so good. Amount of prep.
That's a compliment.
Thanks, Chris.
You're more than welcome. The lovely Fern Cotton. Is your show on again next week or is it this week?
No, I've done all three now, but we're doing some more next year, we just found out.
Do you know who?
Nope. The options are open.
Hello. Hello. You're trying to get a fly on the wall?
JLS asked me to do one on them, actually.
Following them around?
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah.
Look, let's be honest. Anything's got to be better than Pixie Goldoff, isn't it?
Peaches.
Whatever her name is.
We're not going to talk about that right now.
Oh.
No, it's fine. I like Peaches. It was an entertaining show to make. It really was. It really was. Anyway, we don't need to talk
Very convincing, Fern. Well done.
It was. It was, you know, it was fun. It was good. Yeah. It's a roller coaster.
Kimberly, what are you doing for the rest of the week? Are you working or are you kind of, I know you're now, but like, are you...
I'm kind of working, but not really hard. I have had a little bit of time off.
Good.
Which is nice. What have I got on this week? I'm going to the Cosmopolitan Awards.
Oh, I'm presenting that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll see you there.
Of course you are, Fern. It's a gig.
So that'll be good.
When's the next Girls Aloud project?
Next year, I think.
Okay.
We haven't started recording yet, but hopefully next year we'll get back in and do another Girls Aloud album.
Cool.
Nice.
Don't worry. Do not fear, Aled.
Thank you.
It's coming.
You love Girls Aloud, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I love Girls Aloud.
I love Girls Aloud.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song, Fern?
Probably Love Machine.
You're wrong, it's Biology.
Mm. Always Biology.
Oh, yeah, Biology's very good, actually.
Biology's like three songs in one.
It really is.
Yeah. I like it.
But when we first heard it, we were like, we can't do this. It's like three completely different songs. But then it just worked.
It works, yeah. It
worked really in the end.
You know why? Because they're gift-wrapped kitty cat.
Dear.
I'm sorry. What?
True.
I've heard it. We've played it a million times. I've heard Alex sing it a million times. I know every single word of the song.
It's fine.
When you're telling it to tango.
So does Fern. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well,
that's true.
I do.
Anyway, look.
When I go out, I'm like, play Girls Aloud.
Thank you for coming in, Kimberly.
Thank you.
See you in a few weeks' time. And well done on the BBC Switch last night.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Fern cutting out of a gig. We've got a competition, Fern.
Oh, yeah.
I know, she was brilliant. She was so nervous before she went on. I was like, why on earth are you nervous? You're going to be like, fine.
By the way, if the Cosmopolitan Award people are listening, it's not too late to cancel Fern and book Kimberly. She might be a bit cheaper.
Whoa there. There
you go. 3 o'clock, BBC One on Sunday. You can see BBC Switch live with the lovely Kimberly. Thanks, Kimbers.
Thank you.